AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The district attorney in Tulsa, Oklahoma has charged a white female police officer who fatally shot an unarmed black man on a city street with first-degree manslaughter.
In the matter of the death of Terrence Crutcher, I determined that the filing of the felony crime of manslaughter in the first degree against Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby is warranted.
Arrangements are being made at this hour for Officer Shelby to surrender. Charlotte, North Carolina police refused today under mounting pressure to release video that could resolve widely different accounts of the shooting of a black man by a black officer. Police Chief Kerr Putney says he will honor a request by the victim's family to view the video.
But there are other things that are going on, too, about, just to be quite frank with you, whether there's going to be an outside investigation.
And for that reason, Chief Putney says he will not make the dash cam video public. On orders from North Carolina Governor Patrick McCrory, National Guardsmen are mobilizing in Charlotte as cleanup continues in the downtown area where several stores were looted last night. If you use Yahoo, you might want to change your password. Computer hackers have swiped personal information from at least 500 million Yahoo accounts in what is believed to be the biggest digital break-in at an email provider. Several Midwestern states are a soggy mess after up to 10 inches of rain fell in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Officials in Mason City are keeping an eye on the Winnebago River.
We have a berm that runs along, and most of that area where it's at is where the houses were flooded in 2008, and they are gone. We have several feet to go before it does reach that.
This is AP Radio News. The Patriots find themselves in a rare position tonight when they play the Texans.
A rarity, the New England Patriots, underdogs at home to the Houston Texans. Both teams, two wins, no losses, but the Patriots are without suspended quarterback Tom Brady and Brady's backup, Jimmy Garoppolo. He's injured. Rookie Jacoby Brissett out of North Carolina State expected to make his first NFL start. Patriots have allowed 45 points in the first two games. Texans only 26 points. Texans quarterback Brock Osweiler has a win over the Patriots already last season when he quarterbacked the Denver Broncos. Tom Cuddy, Foxborough.
A pioneering physicist has died. Edward Lofgren led the development of a giant machine that smashes atoms that were used to find the antiproton, a discovery which led to a Nobel Prize. This research helped scientists study how today's universe was created and grew. Lofgren was 102. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.